Welcome to the Just a Burger pregame show. We have today special guest from Webster County, Coach Scotty Vance. Scotty's been over at Webster County for a couple of years now, and this is really one of the longest-running rivalries in Rocket football history. This will be the 40th meeting between the two teams, and Crittenden leads the series 25-13 with one tie, and Coach Starnes is 14-5 against the Trojans all time. But this will be Coach Vance's first opportunity to face Crittenden County, and I know he's made some changes and adjustments over there and got the program, from what I understand, going in the right direction. And Scotty, what do you feel like this matchup is going to be like this week? I think it's a game that either team could win.
Well, I don't know about a rivalry. When it's a rivalry, both teams have to win some, and we hadn't won too many here lately, but we hope to compete. You know, we want to go out, and that's what we're preaching every Friday night. We want to go out and compete, and sometimes the score is not indicative of how we competed, just like last week. It's 26-21 right before the half. The score ends up, kind of lopsided. But we think we're getting a little bit better from week to week, and we'll have to continue to do that to compete Friday night with Crittenden County.
You mentioned the Ballard Memorial game last week. 64-27 was that final, and the Webster County Trojans on the wrong end of it. But you and I talked before we started the podcast today, and that was a very close game at the half, and a couple of turnovers and a kickoff return, and just things went south in a hurry for you. And the week before that, you ran into the same Union County buzzsaw that we'd hit last week over at Morgan Field, and they clipped you up 47-7, but Muhlenberg County got you 39-6, but you won that first game of the year, and that's always important. Beat Hopkins Central, which is a common opponent, a team that the Rockets have beaten this year, and Crittenden County also beat Fulton City. So we come into this game with two victories, and you come in at 1-3. And this is going to be a game that I think may set the tone for years to come, because this is the first time we've played one another in 2 years, and glad to see this rivalry back on the schedule. Your middle school team beat our middle school team over there last night, and the JV game went down to overtime this week. So this is going to be a matchup over the years that can go either way, not lopsided like it has been over the past 10 years or so.
Well, we hope those scores are indicative of some of the talent coming up. Coach Starnes and his bunch have set the tone over there, and got pretty good tradition in football in Crittenden County, and we're just trying to maybe follow suit. We feel like we've got some players out. We've got our kids being accountable, and hopefully football is starting to be important here in the community. And I think that's how you have to build things. And we've played a couple of common opponents, and both of us got taken to the woodshed by Union County, who's got an awful nice football team. And then both of us played pretty close football games against Hopkins Central, with both of us coming out on top. And, we hope it's a competitive game Friday night. We hope to compete and stay right there with them and, maybe get a victory here. But, it's not going to be just because we want to get it done. We're going to have to get it done. But, they're going to want to win, and their coach too. So we'll have to play really well. And, I know Coach Starnes will have his bunch ready, so we'll have to get after it on Friday night.
Now, you've got a couple of nice players this year, really a handful. Trey Wright's a good running back. He's rushed for over 100 yards, I know, against Hopkins Central. And then you've got Zach Bruce, another running back who's a senior, and he's a tough looking kid. And you've got a sophomore quarterback, Dylan Beatty, and I know that's you like to have an older guy behind center, but I assume he's getting the job done. Looks like you throw the ball around a little bit, and when he does, he's got Peyton Bussell, a senior who catches pretty well.
Yeah, we've kind of shuffled the deck a little bit. Beatty has been the quarterback, but Bruce can go back there on any given play, and he's kind of like the jack of all trades. He can play three or four spots. Wright has been productive, but we hadn't ran the ball very good the last two or three nights, and we've played some really good competition. and they showed us our weaknesses, so we've been working on that. But Baby is a sophomore, is a work in progress. He's hopefully getting better every Friday night, and when he makes good decisions, good things happen for us. And you know, we feel comfortable throwing the football around. We got some guys that can catch it, but our Achilles has been we've got to run the ball better, and we've been working on that. So hopefully some of that hard work will pay off on Friday night.
Scotty, I've known you for a long time. Goes way back to the years when I was a sports writer at Paducah, and you were down around all those programs. A very, very good baseball coach. I've not seen you on the football field yet, but I know you coached at Heath for years in Madisonville, and very, very successful baseball coach. And I know you're a very plain-spoken, business-like man, and I assume that your team will mirror that.
Well, you know, we appreciate the kind words. And that just wasn't me. We had a lot of good players and assistant coaches, but we're trying to, I guess, change the attitude around here. I am a straightforward type of person. I'm not going to snowball you or lie to you, and I deal that way with our players. You know, I tell them what's realistic, what's not, and, you know, if we don't do this, this isn't going to happen. If we do this, this may happen. So, you know, we try to be honest with them, and we try to tell them, look, if we don't bring this on Friday night, it's going to be a long night. And I'm not Nostradamus or anything, but I've been pretty right here about a couple of weeks this year. But then again, I've told them when we can compete and we go out and play hard, you know, we can play right there with anybody. And so, you know, hopefully it'll be the latter, not the former this week, and we can give Crittenden County a little bit of competition and the fans can see a good football game.
Well, I know this is a game that will be very important to both teams. Afterwards, you know, after this Friday night, it doesn't get any easier for either one of us. We've got to play Muhlenberg County for homecoming the following week, and you know how good they can be. That's a program that's come a long way in a hurry. And then you've got Hart County, which has a winning record, and then Trigg County, Fort Campbell, and Paducah-Tillman. So that's nothing to sneeze at right there, Scott.
That's kind of murderer's row right there. And, you know, that's just the nature of the beast we live in. That's our district opponents, three probably top 10 programs in the state of Kentucky. But, you know, we try to take them, not a cliche, but one week at a time. And, you know, we feel like if we could – he got a couple of victories here and there, and, you know, maybe end up around 500. Then we've had a pretty successful year because the competition we've played is awful tough. And should we be playing that type of competition? I don't know. Probably not right now, but, you know, that's the cards we've been dealt. We won't shy away, and we'll try to do the best we can. But, you know, realistically, these last three opponents we've played are all pretty dead gum good, and that's not going to get any different this Friday night.
Real quick, seeing Paducah-Tillman on your schedule made me remember that I believe, isn't Alan Cox, who is somewhat of a legendary coach in West Kentucky, isn't Alan your uncle, I believe?
Yeah, that's my mother's brother, yeah. And I coached for him for 3 years at Paducah-Tillman, and we were in the third round of the playoffs and got beat with probably the best high school team I've ever been associated with. And then the next year, Billy Jack Haskins was a senior, and we weren't quite as good, but it's amazing how things happen. We got beat in the finals by Fort Thomas Highland. Mm-hmm. And in my last year there, we were 8-4, not real indicative of Paducah-Tillman, but we were a little down that year. But those were three wonderful years, and I learned quite a bit there.
And Randy Wyatt, who's the Tillman coach now, probably was a senior on your first team there, right?
Yeah, Randy was a real good player. Yeah. And, you know, he's done a pretty good job down there, you know, with the Big Blue. And but those were three good years that I learned quite a bit of football. And, you know, I cherish those.
Pretty good learning ground right there at Paducah-Tillman. Well, Coach Vance, we wish you luck all season long and hope you stay healthy this Friday.
Well, Chris, I appreciate it, and, you know, tell the folks from Crittenden County to come on over. It's homecoming. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd on each side, and hopefully we'll see a good football game.
All right, Coach Vance. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Rocket fans, don't forget to stop by Just a Burger on Main Street in Marion. Load up before the game. Stop by and try one of Richard's new pretzel burgers. They're awesome. Or my personal favorite is the grilled chicken sandwich. Can't believe how good it is.